Ron Johnson, Joe Biden welcomes 6 million illegal aliens into U.S., exceeding the populations of 31 states. By John Binder on October 31, 2023. President Joe Biden has welcomed 6 million illegal aliens into the United States, a foreign population that exceeds the populations of 31 states. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, detailed during a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing Tuesday. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testified before the committee but gave few answers in regard to the unprecedented volume of illegal immigration to the United States since Biden took office. Johnson said his latest estimate shows that Biden's DHS has welcomed about 6 million illegal aliens into American communities since the start of 2021, including 1.7 million who are known to have successfully crossed the southern border undeterred by Border Patrol agents. Also included in that figure are the millions that DHS has released directly into the United States interior via its expansive catch-and-release network, which includes a parole pipeline where new arrivals can secure work permits and public benefits. We don't know who these people are, we just know they've come to this country and are residing somewhere. Where are all these people residing? Where did the 6 million people go? Johnson asked Mayorkas, who did not directly answer the question. We've got about 100,000 in New York and New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says it will destroy New York and by the way, that's less than 2% of the 6 million people, Johnson continued. If 100,000 is going to destroy New York, what's happening around the country? Johnson's assertion that Biden's DHS has welcomed 6 million illegal aliens into the U.S. interior in fewer than 3 years indicates that the administration has imported a foreign population, many with no valid claims to asylum, that exceeds the populations of 31 states. Already, American taxpayers are billed $143 billion annually for costs associated with illegal immigration. This estimate does not include any of the social and economic costs, such as higher housing prices, depressed wages, lost jobs, increased crime, and strained public resources at hospitals and schools. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.